Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah Yomim continues for Chaf Shvat, or the 30th of January, in Chapter 8 of Ketuvot, Mishnah Bet. Now we're talking about property that a wife inherits just before, during the period of Erusin, Kedushin, or after their chuppah, after they're fully married. Now, whatever the wife brings into the marriage or receives during the marriage, the husband has the right to peirot, but the wife owns the actual guf, has title to the property. So we saw yesterday that under certain conditions, if the wife sold such property or assets, the husband would have the right to go after the purchaser for the peirot, for the fruits, for the profits of that item. Now Mishnah Beit gives us a chiluk, gives us another detail in this matter. Rabbi Shimon cholek. Rabbi Shimon makes a differentiation. Bein nechosim l'nechosim. There's property and then there's property. And he explains, nechosim hayaduim lebal, properties that are known to the husband, lo timkor, the wife may not sell them. If she sold them or gave them away, butl, that transaction is null and void. The husband still maintains his rights and the wife still has title over that property. But she'enan yaduim lebal, if the husband doesn't know about them, and we'll explain what that means in a minute, lo timkor, she should not sell them. But if she sold it or gave it away, kayam, that transaction is valid. Now the Bartonura brings, there's two different theories about what this really means. It could be yaduim means karka, means real estate. And they call it real estate because it's real. You can't get rid of it, you can't hide it. If you have the document of title, you're the owner, no one can sweep it under the rug. It's real estate. So if the husband knows about property, a vineyard, a field, whatever it is, that the wife owns, then he relies on using that during the marriage, and she cannot sell it. And it could be Einan Yaduim is metaltalin, is movable property, property that can just sort of up and vanish or be given away, and no one really is the wiser. Now, the other theory is Yaduim is property that is local, that the husband is familiar with, and Einan Yaduim is if she has a great uncle overseas in a different country, maybe a different continent, he passes away and leaves assets over there. The husband has never seen them before. He has no real reliance on using them during the marriage. Now, Mishnah Gimel, naflu lo kesafim. What if she inherited not land, not movable things, but kesef, silver, money, cash? So what do we do with the cash? After all, the wife really owns it, but the husband has the right to whatever profits or payrot, as we say, accumulate from this asset. Yelokach behen karka, you should buy land with it. Puohil payrot, and she has title to the land, but the husband eats the fruit, meaning gets whatever profits are made. Payrot a tulushi minakarpika, what if she inherits fruit, produce that's already been harvested, it's not attached to the land, yelokapan karka, so sell it and buy real estate. Puohil payrot, and again, she holds the title, but he has the rights to the payrot during the marriage. The hamechubarin bakarka, what if she inherits fruits that are attached to the ground? Amrabi Meir, so Rabbi Meir says, Shomin otan, we assess their value. Kama hen yofin beperot, v'kama hen yofin below perot. So he says the way to get this amount of money they're really worth is assess the land. How much is the land worth with this crop still on it? And how much is it worth with the crop not on it? V'hamotar, and the difference in this amount, you take that money and yelokach behen karka. The couple purchases real estate, a durable assets, who ochel peirot, and again she holds title, and he has the rights to the profits. The chachamim omrim, the sages say, barin the karka shalo. If she inherits something attached to the ground, that's like his, because after all, it's like peirot. It's like fruits that are literally growing off the ground, and the husband has the right to peirot during the marriage. Hatzulushim, if they're already harvested, minakarka from the ground, shalo. That belongs to hers. V'yelokach behen karka, you should sell it and purchase land, or it could be, you know, another durable asset. Fu ochel peirot, and she holds title, and he has the right to the profits from that asset. Yashar kochachem and zaygizot.